Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It's actually nice to see this many people in church on Tuesday. Can we give God, you know, we should celebrate God for this success. I believe that next week, Tuesday, will be more than this. You know, things are getting better. It's going to get better and better in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to the month of February. I believe that good things will happen to us this month in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, we need to be expectant. We need to believe God for the best. I will be speaking briefly on something I had titled Decree the Word. Decree the Word. I say briefly because I would also want us to pray. You know, this is the second month in the year 2021. The year 2021. You know, I believe that the year will be good for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Decree the word. So I was thinking this afternoon, when you say decree the word, at least you must know what word to decree. Whose word will you be decreeing? Whose words are you familiar with? Whose word do you believe? Whose word do we internalize? Have you thought about it that it's actually easier to believe man? You know, we live with man, we interact with man, we depend on man. I'm also a man. So it's very easy to believe man. Interestingly, one of the features of man is the ability to disappoint. Men disappoint. And that's why the Bible says in Numbers chapter 23, verse 9, it says, God is not man that he should lie, nor son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Numbers 23:19. You see, what that verse of the Bible reveals is that men lie. And men repent. They change their minds. They speak and they do not act. A lot of us speak, we promise. But we don't fulfill. We make vows. We don't fulfill. It is normal with man. And that's why you see in Matthew chapter 26, verse 35, Jesus told Peter that before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. And it was like a promise. It was like a vow. He says, even if I die with you, I would never disown you. Peter was a man. He said, even if I die with you, I will never disown you. At that point, he was probably making a vow or making a promise or making whatever. I mean, if I were beside Peter, I would say, Peter, the kind of work that you've done with Jesus, you shouldn't say something that you don't mean. You shouldn't say something that you're not too sure about. But the fact remains that Peter denied Jesus three times. You know, but it's still the same men that will believe their words. I mean, when you go on a flight, let's say to Abuja, either the crew or the pilot comes to tell us, oh, my name is Captain Osahon, and with me is Flight Lieutenant Dejo Martins. We'll be flying to Abuja on an altitude of 33,000 feet. There may be some turbulence here and there, but nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. The flight will be 55 minutes. The truth is that we believe them. Because if you do not believe the pilot, you will not be in that plane. You know how catastrophic plane crashes can be. So when he's talking and he's giving us his... we believe, totally. We believe man. You know, sometimes when you enter, you get into those turbulence, they now come again and say, we got some turbulence, there's nothing to worry about. Sincerely, when we get into those kind of turbulences, I always wait for the pilot to speak. And if he doesn't speak, I look at the attitude of the hostess. Is she jittery? Or is she, you know? Sir? Nothing. It's just to keep me at rest again. You know, that is man. That's the nature of man for you. We try to depend on man. But man will disappoint, whether you like it or not. Man is made to disappoint. You know, on our wedding days, we make vows. Reverend Lomar, not your vows. But how many of us have broken those vows? May God have mercy upon us. You know, man is designed to disappoint. But the God that does not lie, our God is different. He's not man. He's not man. And that's why we can see in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. It says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. No matter how many promises God has made, no matter how many. He says, they are yes in Christ. He can shake. The Bible says in Isaiah 40 verse 8, it says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever. Forever. The word of God will stand forever. It is forever. My great grandfather met the word. My grandfather met it. I met it. My son has met it. My grandson will meet it. My great grandson will meet it. It is forever. It is forever, the word of God. It doesn't fade. It doesn't wither. It stands forever. And you see, the potency of the word of God is that no force is strong enough to nullify God's word. No force. And I mean, no force is strong enough to nullify the word of God. And that's why we see in Psalm 33 verse 9, it says, for he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. God spoke and it came to be. He commanded, it stood firm. Nothing can shake it. Nothing can shake it. The word of God has the ability to realign what has been What has deranged? I mean, whatever that has gone, that has aberrated, that has deviated, that has deranged, the Word of God has the ability to bring it back. It can bring it back, no matter what. Is it your health? Is it your business? Is it your marriage? Is it your education? Is it your finances? Is it your spiritual life? Is your spiritual life going down? Have you derailed? Have you deranged? The Word of God can bring you back. Can bring you back. And so what do we do with the Word of God? Don't forget, I said, it has the ability. The ability. What's an ability? Ability is the skill or power to do something. Ability. We all have. I've shared my story here before. We have the ability to score a first class. But how many of us came out of the first class here? Let me see your hand. The ability is there. I've testified here before. I have the ability to come out of the first class. I was playing in school, third class. It was my final, my extra year that I scored 70. And you can imagine if I was serious. So the ability was there to come out of the first class. But thank God, if I had graduated at my final year, it would be a third class. I've been in third class. Thank God I had an extra year. Thank God I had a... Can you be... you can imagine thanking God for an extra year. Thank God I had an extra year. Because my face now clear. My younger sister that was, we're in school together. She had graduated. One extra year. I was gallivanting about the whole place. And I sat down. But this is a disgrace. No. So the bungalow they knew then was not the bungalow in the extra year. I was now doing... I've shared it here before. Somebody came and said, if you didn't score the highest in this course, I will say you cheated. Because I know you. It was a statistics course. Only you scored the highest. And not just highest. Maybe I scored 80-something. The next person will score maybe 70-something. So I have the ability for a first class. The same thing with the Word of God. The Word of God has the ability to turn things around. But what do we do with the Word? What do we do with the Word? On Sunday morning, Reverend told me that I'll be taking the Bible study today. So when he told me, I had something in mind. In fact, I was going to speak on God's love. God's love. So when I got home, I was already looking at it. God's love. I was thinking about it in my mind. So on Sunday night, when I slept, the sleep wasn't too smooth. But I kept on hearing, decree the word, speak the word, decree the word, speak the word. And there's this book in the shelf, in the library. And I kept on seeing that book also, as I said, decree the word. I was seeing the book, Command Your Money. Command Your Money. I said, okay. So, probably God wants us to talk about decreeing the word. And hence, so I think in the month of February, we should war with the world. WWW. War with the world. Decree the word of God. Speak the word of God. It won't cost you anything. You see, but the challenge there is that, is it everybody that can decree? Is it everybody that can decree? I don't think so. Because decree is a sign of authority. A decree came out, I think, last week, that everybody must wear a face mask. And I saw a video. Was he thinking, well, yeah, it was today. They're arresting people. Who? The police, they're arresting people in Abuja. If they see you without your face mask, whoever gives a decree must have authority. So the question I need to ask myself, the question you need to ask yourself, is that do you have the authority to decree? Do you have the authority to declare? Because he says, decree a thing, and it shall be what? Established unto you. Decree, declare. Do you have what it takes to decree? It takes authority. When I'm in my house, I'm a king. So if I say, the curfew here is 8 p.m. What do you call that? It's a silent decree. It might not enter the constitution, but you enter the constitution of my house. It's a decree because of who is saying it, who is speaking it, who is declaring it. Daddy says it must be 8 o'clock. By 7:30, people are rushing home. Because if you break that decree, it will come at a cost. So the question here, if you are going to walk with the world, if you are going to decree the word, if you are going to speak the word to your situation in February, do you have the authority? So I think the first thing is for you to look for that authority. And the authority is not far away. It's not far-fetched. Just enter into the kingdom of God. You'll be given the authority. Decree a thing. In 2013, God also told us something like this, my house, war with the world. And I've shared it here to you before. And something ridiculous happened. Someone that was owing me money paid it without me asking. And all I said was, we'll not borrow. In fact, it was my son that said it. We are paying that money. That throughout the month of January, it was in January. You know, we are praying and he said, we'll not borrow, we'll lend to nations. And I was at the verge of going to the bank to borrow. I was at the verge. They said, I should come the following day. And immediately I just said, no, I will not borrow. Even though what I needed that money for, if I didn't get it that day, it would be a shame to me and my family. So the money was a must. By 2 p.m. that day, that money I was going to the bank to collect, they had paid me times 20 of it. decree a thing, and I did not call them, you know, what I tell people, so when you decree, no one needs to decree. It is God to establish it. It's not your business how it will be established. But you know what we look at is, this thing I'm decreeing, how do I establish it? We start to look at how do we rationalize. I mean, God has said, decree a thing. In 2019, my family, we were praying for my wife's promotion. You know, in that place, you can be there for 10 years, and you don't move one stop, one level up. 10 years. Because there are people that have been there for 15 years. In fact, we know someone that has been there for, I think, 15 or 16 years. She just got promoted last year. You can imagine what kind of frustration. So my wife had done 7 years. And then I said, we need to start to decree. We need to start to decree. There must be promotion. But you see, the places that she could be promoted to were filled. They were filled. Are you praying for them to, sack them or they should die? No! How can you pray for them to die? How can you pray for them to be sacked? That's not good. That's not, you know, but all we are doing is that, God, you know how. There must be a promotion. Decree it. So we're decreeing it every morning. Every morning. For the family. I don't know how you do it, but God, there must be promotion this year. When God will do it, one of the guys, you know, there were two positions that she could fill. They just created a position that was all before, above. So one of the guys that were filling that position, they moved him up. And there was a vacancy for her. I mean, your own is to decree. It is God to establish. In the month of February, can you decree? If you have the authority to decree, decree it. Genesis chapter 1. Says, in the beginning, God created and the earth. And the earth. Now says, now the earth was formless. I'm sure nobody can imagine the state of the earth. Nobody can imagine it. But it says it was formless. How can you imagine something that is formless? Put on your thinking cap. What is formless? How will it look? It's formless, it's formless. No shape. And empty. And darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. You know, when I was thinking about the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, I was now thinking in my mind, that Spirit had the ability. The ability was there to change situations. But it was hovering. We don't know how long he hovered for. We don't know. This was hovering over the earth. And the Bible says, and God said. That said is not ordinary speaking. It says, and God said, and God declared, and God decreed, and God spoke. It says, let there be light. What of if God did not speak? What if it was quiet? What if he did not say anything? He says, and God spoke, just like many of us. We're in situations and we are quiet. When situations, and we're just silent. If God was silent that day, the Bible says, and God said, let there be light. That's all that was needed. That's all that was needed. Let there be light. And the Bible says, and there was what? There was light. So this evening, I want us to stand up to pray. And the prayer is just one prayer, but we might pray it in several manners. The prayer is very simple. It's not a prayer per se. I want us to declare it. Don't let us pray. You know, there's a difference between people that declare at that point of declaration. You don't ask. You don't plead. You don't beg. Because you have authority. You have authority. You don't beg. You don't. I was somewhere yesterday, and I saw the gate man giving orders. The gate man of the estate, he was giving orders. He had authority. He wasn't begging anybody. The gate man. Don't go there. Don't pass that place. And everybody was obeying him because he had authority. People that decree don't beg. They don't plead. God said, let there be light. And what happens when light comes? In fact, that Job 22:28. He says, you will also declare a thing, and it shall be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. This evening, we're just going to decree the light of God. So I want you to decree it, declare it. Let there be light. Let's decree it. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You see, the past 1-2 weeks, I've had stories that people walk into evil. I mean, you just get out from your home, you walk into your car, and then you walk into evil. And then that's it. When we say let there be light, what you are saying is that let the light of God, let it lighten your path. Let the light of God, let it lighten your path. You see, the Bible says the light of God dispels all darkness. When there's darkness, one can stumble. When there's darkness, you can stumble. I want you to pray this morning. Lord Almighty, let there be light upon my path. Jesus' name we have prayed. You know, the light of God will let you see. Abi? When the light comes, you will see. When the light comes, you will be seen. You will also be seen. Who could have seen David in that bush that he was? Who could have identified David? Or who could have seen Joseph in that prison? They were locked up. When the light of God comes, no matter where you are, you'll be identified. I want you to pray this evening. Let there be light. Father, let there be light. Let me be seen. In Jesus' name we have prayed. A niridamu omo. A niridamu aja. A niridamu oko. You see, the light of God will unravel every mystery. There are some issues that are naughty. And those, unless the light of God comes upon it, you can't just get a solution. You can't. I shared here last year. My son was ill, and we went to the best labs to do a test. And they were pumping. Come on, the light of God. There are some mysteries that you cannot unravel unless the light comes. There are some mysteries. You can never unravel it. We went to the best labs. And they say, oh, this guy is malaria negative. Huh? And he was having temperature for days. There was a day after he told us he had 40 point something. And I would just cross my leg and be looking at this boy. 38.9, 39 point something. Day in, day out. Morning, afternoon, evening. And there was my son. And there was no solution. There was no solution. And the doctors were coming to pump Rosepin into him. Do you know how many injections of Rosepin he took? They came to the house. The best of the doctors, the consultants, the temperature did not go down. It didn't go down. Unless the light of God comes, some mysteries cannot be unraveled. So the mom came. And because it was getting out of hand. I mean, what is happening here? And somebody said, "Madam, do a malaria parasite test again. Do it again." And we did it in two labs. The second one still said it was malaria negative. But thank God, the light of God will unravel every mystery. Thank God we went to another lab, which was, this was just strictly malaria. And they came out to the lab and said, this guy has almost 4 pluses of malaria. And the drug we bought, I can't remember the drug now, maybe 1,000 something. Within 24 hours, the temperature crashed. I want you to pray, Lord, let there be light. Let there be light. Light will unravel every mystery. Whatever mystery you are going through, light of God will unravel. Let there be light. Decree it. Let there be light. In Jesus' name we are praying. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 7. It says, light is sweet and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. Light is what? It's sweet. It pleases the eyes to see the sun. Indeed, life is sweet. When I get on my estate in the evening and I see there's no light. Everywhere is black. It's not good to the eyes. He says, light is sweet. In any way that you're experiencing bitterness, and in any form that you're experiencing hot, bitterness, darkness, one more time, I want you to pray. Let there be light. Let the light of God come. Let the light of God come. Let the light of God come.
Please, can we speak mysteries to God tonight and believe what we are saying? I want us to pray in the Holy Ghost. I want to just get to the point of belief. That the light has. Get to the point of belief tonight. For the Bible says unto him that answereth prayer shall all flesh come. And this word has been sent to us. You heard it. He wanted to speak about something else. And the Holy Ghost said, this is the direction for tonight. Can we believe God here tonight? That the light that we have asked after is here, is available. That which I have received at this meeting tonight will not be taken away from me. That I choose not to lose it. And I choose not to be careless. And I choose to be a believer. Sometimes God is not in the thunder. He will be in the still small voice. Can I believe God tonight that God has sent his message to me? In Jesus' name we have prayed. Brethren, the Bible says the light shines in darkness. And the darkness, personality, the darkness comprehended it not. I want us to pray that every dark spot, every dark area in my life, this light will shine in it. And consume every iota of darkness. Every inch of darkness in my life. In my situation, in my family, in my circumstances, in this church, in this state, in this nation.
Lekata ramuza boshkata ramuza boshkata batikima mazakata ramuza boshkata ramuza lekata ramuza boshkata ramuza boshkata 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 boshkata.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please, can we just sing this song? No instruments. Don't worry. When we walk with the Lord in the light. Can I hear you? Glory share on our way. When we do, He abide. What do we do? Brother, sister, trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy, Jesus, but to trust and. One last prayer before we go. When God shows up, He's most likely going to instruct you. During the travail of Job, you know the first thing Job asked to do is to pray for his friends. And I don't have to tell you what his friends did to him. But that is the pattern I want you to pray. Now that the light has come, may I receive grace to be obedient. Because when light comes, instruction might follow. And sometimes the instruction is sometimes what you don't want to do. But once God is the one speaking, please obey. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, we can never thank you enough. Because the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding to the simple. Thank you for your word that you have sent to the church tonight. Father in heaven, forever may we never walk in darkness. As we step out, let the light shine on our path. As we speak, let the light be manifested in our languages. As we think, let light illuminate our thoughts. As we behave, let your light control our activities. We worship and adore you, Lord our God. In Jesus' name we pray.